Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Participating in military training with our enemy is a disgrace of our armed forces and a betrayal of our people in Gaza. On November 1st, 2024, the Ministry of Defense issued a statement stating Tunisia will host from November 4 to 15 the multilateral naval exercise Phoenix Express 24. In cooperation with the United States Africa Command, with the participation of about 1,100 soldiers and observers representing 12 sister and friendly countries, namely Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Mauritania, Senegal, Turkey, Italy, Malta, Belgium, Georgia, and the United States of America, in addition to Tunisia, the host country. In light of the statement, in which the leadership of the Tunisian army, the Islamic country announces without shame that it is placing the military forces under the command of hostile armies, we in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Tunisia confirm the following. America is an enemy country that is actually fighting us because it is leading a war to exterminate our people in Gaza. It is helping the Jewish entity and supporting it with money and weapons and providing it with the means of life so that it can kill Muslims and torture them severely. Our oppressed people in Gaza have had their blood shed cheaply and enemies near and far have ganged up on them. They are waiting for someone to repel this enemy, but the rulers and leaders of their armies in Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Libya, Mauritania and Turkey harness the Muslim armies to train with the enemy shoulder to shoulder in a shameful and disgraceful alliance that is disgraceful itself, supporting the enemy and letting down the brothers and family. These military maneuvers are part of America's plan in the region, which requires, first, a military presence to neutralize Muslim armies so that they do not rush to fight the Jewish entity, but rather transform them into deterrent forces that protect it and its gangs, and to transform Tunisia into an operation base in which the region's armies are used to serve its agenda in the region and the world. The so-called rulers in our countries have enabled them to have a field of movement that began small and is now expanding, with training supervised by AFRICOM every year. The Ministry of Defense statement claims that it is cooperating with the U.S. Africa Command. Is it permissible to aid the enemy in times of war? How can a country that claims sovereignty harness its military forces to serve the enemies of its people under the cover of military and security training? O Muslims, O honorable and free leaders, the rulers of the region allied with the enemy during the war, and instead of directing their armies towards Palestine to aid its people and save them from slaughter and killing, they place them under the command of the enemy. At a time when the Jews are slaughtering our brothers, children, and women with American and European weapons, the rulers of the region are harnessing our soldiers and officers to protect the Jewish entity and protect Western interests. So what would the Jewish entity fear from if the Muslim armies are under the command of these rabble? O Muslim armies, your brothers are being killed in Gaza, and you are cooperating with their killer. Will you remain silent about those who have exploited you to serve the enemies of your religion, nation, and country? How can you accept that this regime hand over your centers of power, which are the source of your protection, without you holding it accountable? How can you accept being included in this treacherous alliance? O Muslim armies, today you have two choices, either to remain silent and content with what follows from that of destruction and humiliation in this world, and shame and regret on the Day of Judgment, or to move and take action against these mischief makers and prevent them from dragging the country into the abyss, and to move urgently and effectively to support your people in Gaza to eradicate the criminal Jewish entity. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah will certainly help those who stand up for Him. Allah is truly all-powerful, almighty. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia.